Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. And this episode in particular is brought to you also by Tri-City Services. A big shout out to both of those wonderful organizations. Buy local, support local. And buying local, supporting local is the definition of things over at the Southfield County YMCA, our guests today. We're going to be talking with them. We also have a good friend of ours from the Boys and Girls Club we'll be getting into. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name, and we'll get going from there. Yeah. We'll start on the end here, actually.
Okay. Hi, my name is Cheyenne Kester. I am the administration director at the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Cheyenne, great to have you here. We don't get to talk to the Boys and Girls Club nearly enough. Wonderful to have you here. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
The time.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, and I'm Heather Kashani. I'm the executive director with the Southwood County YMCA.
Heather, good to see you again. It's been a while. Nice to have you here with us. Appreciate the time. And certainly, right out the gate, appreciate so much the work that you and your teams do for our community and our kids. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate the work there. And we'll get into how people can get in touch with you both and your organizations before we wrap up. But we got, I'm sorry. The audience knows me well enough now. You can hear the excitement in my voice. I'm going to get to talk about Halloween stuff right now, everybody, and I'm so jacked about this. The Monster Mash that is coming up, this is a joint collaboration between both of your organizations, right?
Yes, that's correct. The Monster Mash will be held on October 30th. It is a joint collaboration between the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA. We use the whole facility for the event. We're super excited. It runs from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. We do ask, it is open to the community. We do just ask that everybody brings a non-perishable food item that we will then take and return to SWEP.
Before we get into the details of the event and what's going on with it, I know that this isn't the first or certainly the last, but how good does it feel when you guys get to work together, your organizations get to partner on events like this? I'll start with you, Cheyenne.
Yeah, it's really fun because, you know, our buildings are connected and we see each other from time to time, but to really get to work together on these things, especially something like Halloween, that's super fun for not only their daycare members and our club members, but just the community in general.
Yep, and we're always excited to be able to collaborate as much as possible and to bring the community together to really be that hub to support everybody we can. So events like this allow that opportunity.
I love to highlight this. I know, and this isn't a negative, but we kind of normalize this stuff, especially in this area. But living in a lot of different places, I've seen much more of nonprofits being more for themselves in a lot of ways. And understandable, but in this community, we're so much stronger because we work together. And my good friend, mentor, learned this from Terry Johns at the United Way. And please don't tell her I said any of that. Terry, really, I saw that from the work that she would do and such, and how much stronger our community was compared to others because we work together. And just when these things happen, I like to highlight that. That's a really cool thing. And then there's the event itself, which is very cool, very awesome. What are the details? What should people know, Cheyenne, about your guys' involvement at the Boys and Girls Club with the Monster Mash?
Yes. So at the Boys and Girls Club, in our part of the building, we'll be doing the Haunted House. And so it will be very kid-friendly, very family-friendly, not too scary, because we know we get a lot of young ones there, and so we want to make it fun and very family, spooky-oriented. So more of a haunted walk through.
Ooh,
yes.
I like that. Ooh, copyright that. That's good.
Yes, and it is themed with the Monster Mash. So classic Monster Mash song, that's what it's going to be based around. That's what you can expect.
Very cool. Very nicely done. Thank you for
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. As far as the Y's involvement and what people can expect from that, what will be going on over there with that?
Yeah, so our gym will have a DJ with music so everybody can come in and dance. There'll be a costume contest. We have crafts set up throughout the facility and just different activities and games for people to participate in.
You know, the event itself, and I think even opening your doors on Halloween, literally just doing that is a welcome thing for the community, a great thing for the community. And we know as Halloween has changed so much, even from when you guys were kids, let alone when I was, and I'm old and all that. But I know it's changed a lot, but I love that the event is still what it is, and it's still kid focused and family focused. And it, in some ways, I think it's gotten stronger in many ways because of one of the things that used to keep maybe families from celebrating or getting into it with some of the concerns you would have. Events like this are so safe and there's so much to do at them that you really are still getting the full extent of all the things we enjoyed about Halloween. You know, it's just a little different, just adapted a little bit different to the times. Nonprofits, events like your guys is the ones that you're hosting here, that might mean that much more in the community. It's not just giving communities and these families something to do. It's really keeping an American tradition alive and well and doing strong. I think that there's something for that. There's something to be said for that. Along with also getting to dress up. That's always fun. That's always fun. It's always fun to be. I'm an actor. I get to do this all the time. One of the things I love about Halloween is everybody gets to be an actor. As far as the costume contest, keep that in mind, everybody, when you're putting these costumes together. That's a fun part of it. The DJ, I love the addition of that. That's different. That's something that you don't see at a lot of these. Yeah. And then there's the building itself and the why in the Boys and Girls Club themselves. And if you are a resident or new to the area and have not gotten a chance to experience either of these or know much about these organizations, what a perfect time. Come on by, not only have some fun with the family and enjoy Halloween, maybe the haunted walkthrough, or even some of the cool things that the Y are doing, but also get maybe some answers to those questions about these organizations and what they can offer for you and your family. It's a real win-win. That's a good one. What are the details? What time and date is the Monster Mash going on, Heather?
So the Monster Mash is October 30th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Once again, it's open to the whole community. We just ask that you bring a non-perishable food item that we will take in and then donate to SWEPS.
And one other thing that I think is noteworthy about our Y and our Boys and Girls Club, and you guys do these kind of things all the time, notice that most people will see, okay, cool, we're adding to the food pantry. That's wonderful. And it is. And there's no taking light. It's one of my bigger causes that I care about in hunger in this community and all communities. But there's another lesson there in that, too, for kids. Because you're going there with your family, your kids, you're all dressed up. Maybe you're all dressed up as the Addams Family, something like that fun. And you're walking around with a bunch of cans of food. And they're going to see you handing those off to people and know why you're doing that. And boom, right there in that little sponge of a brain, it takes in, I'm helping people. And I'm having fun. And the more they see that, the more that stays up there, and they are more encouraged to do that when they become adults and everything. Mm-hmm. It's another one of these layers to these things that you guys do that is so wonderful, I think. And another fun part of this, get on down there, make plans for this event, take in this Monster Mash, everybody. We'll meet you there. I would say listening to the song would help get you ready for it. I think that's a good idea. So you're going to have to listen to Monster Mash, I guess. Cheyenne, before we wrap up, I'll get more information from you and how people can get more information from you and reach out to you. Thank you for the time.
Sure, yeah.
Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on with the Boys and Girls Club involvement? I think we covered it.
I'm just excited. Yeah. Getting all the decorations ready and just excited to have fun with it.
So, right on. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Very excited for you guys. I'm excited for it. It's contagious, your excitement. Yes. It's great. Heather, I did have a couple of things with the Y I wanted to go over with you. And we talk with the Y a lot about membership for all and the inclusion that the Y wants to have, where literally every resident in this area, we want you to be a Y member, want you to know those doors are for you as they are for everybody. And then you guys do these really cool things every once in a while, kind of highlighting in a certain month. You have something going on in October?
We do. We have a membership promotion going on called Fall Fitness for All. Currently, it is from October 1st through the 10th. People can come in from the community and join a membership. They save half off their October fee, and then there is no joiner fee as well.
It's a really nice opportunity for people. It's another one of these things similar to what I was saying before about the haunted house. It's a great opportunity to learn more about the Y, find out what it is for you, how it can work for you, because I don't say this lightly. There's literally something for everybody over there. Whether you're looking to get into a program, looking to maybe take a training or a class, or you just want to go there and do your own thing, there is something for everybody, any age range over there with this. And oftentimes, one of the things that we would hear in the past, and I mean, even going back before this new building, well, I can't afford the Y, or I couldn't afford that membership. And that's where Membership for All really comes into play, where the Y will work with you. If it's doable, we're going to figure it out together. You and the Y are going to be able to work this out because it's more important to the Y. I want to keep the lights on. That's important. I want to keep Heather a paycheck. That's important. But it's not the end goal. The end goal is to get all the people in this community being able to take in that beautiful building over there and enjoy all the great services that are there for people. This membership program sounds like a really cool way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited for it. We hope we can get a lot of new members in. But once again, just to reiterate, the Membership for All program, you can come on in. They just take some basic information and, if you need some assistance, and they figure out what that can look like for you.
We are speaking with Cheyenne Kester from the Wisconsin Rapids Boys and Girls Club and Heather Kamachi?
Kashani.
Darn it. Kashani. Oh, so close. Kashani. Heather from the Southland County YMCA. But thank you both for putting up with me and being here today. Heather, before we wrap up, did want to talk about the Turkey Trot happening over at the Y.
Yeah, so we are partnering with Assumption Catholic Schools this year to do a Turkey Trot on Thursday, November 27th, starting at 8 a.m. The event itself is free. If folks would like to purchase a t-shirt, it is $5. And we're super excited to do that in partnership this year.
Yeah, I don't feel like we hear about these as much as we used to when we were kids and everything. So it's really cool to have this around. I know how much people enjoy these. This is one that you're going to want more information on, of course. Can they find it at the website? Is that a good place to send them?
Yep, they can visit our website, southwoodcountyymca.org. Otherwise, we do have a Facebook page as well. That's the same Southwood County YMCA. So either one, they can find information on all of our events or programs that we're holding at the Y.
Hmm. And be sure to do that, everybody, and bookmark those web pages so you can keep up to date on all the great things going on there. And, of course, at our Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids. And if people want to get in touch with either of you specifically, Cheyenne, how could they get in touch with you?
Yeah, email or give us a call at 715-424-2582. Our website, bgcwra.org. We've got some information on there about our programs and our leadership and how to contact us on there as well.
It does help if you sing it. It does help. It helps you remember. It does. It's a great way to do it. I want to do that with all the numbers now. Yeah. And Heather, how about for you if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can go ahead and at any time if they have any questions for anybody at the YMCA, 715-818-9622. Once again, they can visit our website, swcymca.org, and go ahead and give us a call for anything.
And be sure to follow both of these groups on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on what they are doing. Oftentimes with events and stuff, letting you know about last second things, social media is a great resource for that. Direct messaging, some of that. And you can, of course, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them. Otherwise, help spread the word about so many of these great events going on with our Boys and Girls Club and Southwood County YMCA. Thank you both so much for the time today. I appreciate you. Really appreciate what you do in our community. Say hi to your staffs for us, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Also, a gigantic thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services and Crockett Septic. We greatly appreciate them buying local, supporting local. We encourage you to do that, everybody. Buy local, support local, and keep on listening for another edition of WFHR's Rabbits Report.